Well, Raymond, Kane Networks back as the Tier 1 sponsor again this year. Obviously happy with the deal and happy with the association to be associated with Donegal Football.
No, absolutely. It's an honour for us to be involved with Donegal GAA. As you know, our CEO, Donny Kelly, is from outside Donegal town. And, you know, we're proud to be involved with Donegal and the sponsor, you know, coming into the new season. You know, for branding and so on, it's great exposure for our company. Like the JA, you know, we're all over the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're in all of the counties in Ireland. And, you know, getting that exposure and familiarity with our company brand is great. And I must say the design of the new jersey looks great.
Yeah.
I like the retro with the stripes on it. And I think, you know, it'll be a great seller. And,
You mentioned there, obviously, Donald Kelly, your managing director, is from a native of Donegal. You're a native of Donegal yourself. Yeah. And I know deals like these are commercially driven often, but obviously from your point of view and from Donna Kelly's point of view, there's always obviously a Donegal connection as well, and loyalty to Donegal and supporting Donegal.
Absolutely. You know, listen, there is a commercial aspect to these deals indeed, but for us it goes deeper than that. As Donegal, you know, Donna as CEO is very passionate about GAA. Myself, I'm from Dunkinilly and
Neavolton,
you know. Great admiration for the guys down there in the club and what they've done. You know, it's more and more difficult for the small rural areas to, you know, maintain and you know, field teams and so on. It's always a challenge. But for us, you know, who have grown up with GAA and love it and love everything about it, it's community-based. And as a company, we feel that we're community-based as well. Like the work that we carry out in infrastructural building telecoms and so forth, we calculated, we called about 12 to 13,000 homes per week. That's per week. So, you know, the familiarity with the brand is important because there's a trust thing there. You know, when we call into households and that, they recognize us right away and there's instant trust. And, you know, it's about respect for the individuals we're dealing with and who we interact with every day, our customers.
Yeah, and we mentioned about the commercial aspect of it, and obviously there's a financial part to it as well, but there's not only a financial part of it, there's support for players and giving players employment. And
absolutely, you know, as a company as well, we're growing, we're part of a larger group now. And, you know, only last week there we announced we're looking at taking on 600 additional employees. That'll be over an 18-month period. But again, you know, there's 200 people employed already. So, you know, with National Broadband coming on, you know, the image is important because we want to attract talent into the company.
Yeah.
So we hope to be creating employment, not just in Donegal, but in all rural areas and throughout Ireland.
Yeah, and you have a number of Donegal players. I know Neil McGee and Anthony Thompson are two that come to mind anyway, you have employed.
Exactly, yeah, you know, and I think the toys, we've a crew up there in North Donegal and so on, and we do a lot of polling contracts and so on. We work for our clients like Ayr and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, you know, throughout Ireland, we're a big employer, significant employer.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal success, and, you know, the growth and development and expansion of K Networks.
It is, started in 1975 originally, and, you know, the CEO has, along with all our management, have really grown the company over the years, and I suppose that's kind of climax now with expanding into Europe. We're now part of a larger federation of companies, which is KN Sursay. You know, we're now the number one contractor in Europe.
And I'm sure no more than Donna Kelly and yourself, hoping that Donegal get to number one as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know we had the Ulster final last year. We hope now we can build on that. And I think Declan Boner and the great bunch of guys on the team, they're driven. It's all about achievement and success, and we wish them all the best.
Well, Danny O'Donnell, Abbey Hotel, obviously associated, long associated with Donegal GAA, and delighted to be so. You're the Tier 2 sponsor again for 2020 here.
We absolutely are. We have a proud history here of being associated with the Donegal GAA, and it was, we always class ourselves as a homecoming event, homecoming venue. Yeah. You know, when you get here, you're home for a lot of different reasons, like, you know, and we're delighted to be a second tier sponsor, like, you know, because as I say, you know, GAA's been good to us here, and we like to be good, we like to be supportive, we like to take part, we like to be part of the situation.
You give something back.
Absolutely, like, and it's fantastic. When you see the crowds coming here and the enjoyment and the benefits of the county, I mean, that they're great ambassadors for our county. That has to be said. Like, the players, the management, everything is a total credit to everybody that's involved. Yeah, like, you know, yeah. And we like to be part of that positivity. Like, you know.
And that association goes way back to the late Dom Breslin.
The late Dom Breslin. I started here with Dom Breslin in 1985. My mother used to work here. My uncles, the family worked all through here, like, you know. And I can remember my mother saying, you'll go down to Dom there. He might have a lot of hours work for you. And that's 35 years ago, you know. And I worked my way up here. And it's always been the hub, you know. And Dom was always saying, you know, there wasn't a bed here. We'll get a bed for you somewhere, Caddy. You know, and that was looking after people. And that's what it's still about. And we like to help look after the team. And the team leave from here. We feed them here. We put them up. And we get a good return on that there from the people.
So you've seen a lot of good days here.
A lot of good days. A lot of fantastic days. And even you know, the victories are fantastic. But even the match days. Match days are great. There's a great atmosphere and a great buzz. People, good weather in the summertime. People are on a high. The game's on the day. Like, you know, we're going to watch the Abbey. Like, you know,
obviously there's a sentimental value and there's a value of wanting to support Donegal. But Donegal is a well known and a popular brand now, so it's important to be associated with it too. From your point of view, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Look, in business terms, to get there, like, you know, we have a fantastic product here in the Abbey Hotel and the Central Hotel. You know, and Donegal Town itself is situated. Like, the amount of people that come to Donegal Town and say, God, it's my first time here, from outside of the county.
Yeah.
Because they love the people, but they love Donegal as in Donegal itself. You know, there's something special about the people up here. We're living in it, and we don't see it all the time.
Yeah, it's like the mountains and the hills and the beauty and the lakes.
Absolutely. You know what it is? Because I hear it all the time, even from people in Ireland, from down Cork and Kerry and Kildare. They come to our events here, and funny, people come up because of the homecomings for the football. Say, Donegal Town is absolutely fabulous. You know, wish we had it at home.
Yeah.
You hear it all the time, and then they go out to the hinterland and they see what we have. Like, Donegal Town is a beautiful county, like, you know, it is.
And it looks promising. You know, we've had encouragement this year. We won a second Ulster, and
yes,
with a new look team, Declan Bourne are doing a good job. And
absolutely, like, everybody's, like, it's different now. It's years ago, like, you know, everything changes as you go forward, and Donegal has changed for the better. I've seen it. I'm here over 30 years, and I've seen progression of things. Like, you know, it's not that the people are any different. It's just a different way of working, and it's a great way of working. Like, you know, the whole setup is fantastic. Like, you know, when you get, and as I say, our teams now, they're ambassadors for the county. Like, you could take them anywhere.
And you're not just talking about senior teams, you're talking about
the underage. Sure, it has to start. You just don't get it like that. You're brought up with it. Like, you know, you're brought up with a certain set of values, and you hold on to them, like, you know, and it shows.
So, like, the rest of us looking forward to 2020. Well, you have Christmas to get over yet.
No, good. We look forward to everything here. Everything has a season. There's ups and there's downs, but overall, we come out the best at the end of it. We just do our best and keep going.